Hey everyone, Economic Ninja here. Sorry, I'm feeling a little defeated right now. I want to talk about, I'm having a rough day. I want to talk about small businesses, and they're in a lot of trouble because they're getting destroyed and wrecked by tariffs. Maybe not directly because of the costs for them are going up, but customers are getting wrecked too. And there's some things that you can do. But first, if you could do me a huge favor, YouTube's messing with this channel so bad now. I can't even begin to. The other channel is unleashed. It's just going to town. Please go and check out the Economic News Ninja. It would help me out a lot. Sorry, I'm frustrated. It's one of those days. So small businesses are getting completely wrecked. And one thing they need to do right now is start changing pricing. And I know it's gonna sound crazy. You need to raise your prices. You know, not only because there's inflation happening and other people are doing it, but who's gonna be the first to raise their prices the proper way and be able to retain customers before customers are getting pissed off because everything's going up? I know that sounds crazy, but another reason why that's called static price rising, right? Just raising. Just, you know, let's say your product is X, you're gonna add 10% to it. You'll be blown away with what it'll do to your bottom line, which is adding 10% to your product. But on top of that, coming out with really clever ways of being able to tell people that you're changing your pricing, and that due to all the costs and the changing tides in the economic environment, you know, you were able to keep your prices down from where you thought you were going to have to raise them 20% down to 10, and sort of alleviate that stress, because everybody gets it. Things are crappy right now in the economy, even though the government's on hyperdrive lying to you. Another thing that you need to realize is that when you raise your prices, you now have the ability to do amazing sales and bring them back every once in a while, seasonally or weekly or daily, certain times of the day where you don't have business already or you're selling products, you can now have a sale and drive even more business to the time you want to drive the business to. A lot of businesses don't do that. They have the same prices year round, and they don't realize because they're not paying attention to the ebbs and flows during the year or the ebbs and flows during the day that their business is open, that they can change their pricing and have sales, like almost like a happy hour. You know, there's so much to pricing that people don't understand and they're afraid. That's the hardest thing for most entrepreneurs to do, is to raise prices. But you know, I got a watch on right now, but Rolex is Rolex because they've convinced people that their watch is better and more valuable than anything out there. No joke, because of the price. And then they do some other fancy things too, where you walk into a store and they go, "Oh, you'd like to see that watch? Okay, it's just for show. It's just for exhibition. There's nothing for sale here." And they completely wreck your mental. They play these Jedi mind tricks on your brain. You know, you could start becoming the Rolex of whatever business you own. If you're a car wash, become the Rolex of car wash. Hey, it's a higher price, but you're getting a better service because your car demands and you demand better care than Joe Schmo down the street. I know it's hard to do, but you could also segment your pricing. You could pull it apart and say, all my current clients are going to get priced at the same price. But anyone new coming in, I'm raising my bar. And then what you could do is, as people start piling in at the higher price, new customers, you could start firing old ones. You could say, hey, we're gonna raise our prices only to a certain segment of those customers. Now, if you have a grocery store, you can't do that, but you could still use these ideas. Especially, now think about this. Can you imagine a grocery store that offered a discount early in the morning? Hey, if you come in between this time and this time in the morning when there's nobody there, you can get 5% off your groceries. Can you imagine what would happen all of a sudden? Because you have the same employees at one time of the day as opposed to another, but the later time when everybody's there, you've got people ticked off at you because the lines are so long because you only got so many cash registers. There's all kinds of things you could do with pricing, and that's why I just wanted to reach out and give you those ideas, those quick off-the-cuff ideas with pricing, because tariffs are gonna completely wreck this economy. There's so much happening right now. Small businesses are going to be in the hurt locker pretty soon, especially when an announcement comes out that we're in a recession. All right, I'm not going to keep this long. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for moving over to the Economic News Ninja channel, where I'm not being tethered. The Economic Ninja is out.